Every weekday morning, Carlton Swindell rode the Willamette, then showered at his athletic club. His hair was still a tad damp when he entered the anteroom of his office at 7:30 sharp. As soon as the hospital administrator walked in the door, Sean McCarthy stood up and displayed his badge. "I hope you don't mind my waiting here, Dr. Swindell," McCarthy said while Swindell inspected his identification. "There wasn't anyone around."
"No problem, Detective. My secretary doesn't get in until 8.
McCarthy followed Swindell into the administrator's office.
"I don't have any overdue parking tickets, do I?"
"I wish it was that simple. I assume you know that one of the doctors at your hospital has been charged with murder." Swindell's smile disappeared.
"Vincent Cardone." He shook his head. "It's unbelievable. The whole hospital's been talking about nothing else."
"So you were surprised by the arrest?"
Swindell looked pensive.
"Your visit presents me with a problem. I'm not certain I can discuss Dr. Cardone with you, confidentiality and all that."
McCarthy took a document out of his jacket pocket and held it out across the desk. "I had a judge issue a subpoena before I came. It's for Dr. Cardone's records."
"Yes, well, I'm sure it's in order. I'll have our attorneys review it. I'll expedite the matter, of course."
"Thank you."
"Shocking. The whole business."
Swindell hesitated.
"May I speak off the record?"
"Of course."
"Now, I don't have proof of anything I'm going to tell you. It's what I believe you call deep background."
McCarthy nodded, amused by the TV cop lingo.
"A week or so ago, Dr. Cardone attacked Mary Sandowski, one of our nurses."
Swindell shook his head.
"I read that she was one of the poor souls you found in that mountain graveyard."
McCarthy nodded again.